podcast with Married Man Jack, Married Man Jay, and soon to be married, I'm guessing in 59 days?
You're absolutely correct.
Wow, how... Brian is back, and I apologize for the shorter version of the song because I was told I don't last as long.
Well, yeah, so yeah, once Warren Taffy left the show, he kind of just, you know, made
to be fair. To be fair to me, Taffy could hear the song.
Uh-huh.
Taffy knew how to stretch it out. Well, not according to his sexual life, but he could stretch, you know, he could hear what was going on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm just winging it.
Sure, sure.
I never asked to be the guy that does the intro.
But you became the guy.
Yeah, I went from producer to just the guy.
Just the guy who shows up.
Just the guy that shows up.
Oh, man. How you guys doing? How's everybody doing? Brian, how are you? Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Starting to sweat a little bit because now it's less than 2 months.
Yeah, less than 60 days.
It's not... Yes, I minor sweat, I would suppose, is the best way to put it. But, I mean, it's more that, like, you know, snapping the fingers, like, what am I forgetting? You know, because I
think... Oh, I thought you were talking about your future wife. That's what you...
Oh, no. No.
That'll happen in 59 days.
Yeah, yeah. It's... yeah, that's crazy.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm fine.
It's nothing but happiness and joy for the rest of your life.
Are you getting a little nervous, like a little bit of like, I don't want to make a mistake? Or are you pretty set on this?
No, absolutely not a mistake. It's just more that, I mean, there is the gravity of, oh my God, how much fucking money have we spent? You know, and we haven't even done it yet.
Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous.
Wait, you haven't even done it yet?
I mean...
Saving themselves.
Good for you. Good.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
You're not even going to last as long as me if you wait too long.
Very, very, very pure. Very pure.
You're wearing a white tuxedo, right?
Obviously.
Can you hurry up to the ceremony? Can you hurry up?
That happened, though. I got the suit that I'm wearing was finished from the tailor, and I put it on, and I felt like a god. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Nice.
So,
what are you wearing on the marital carpet?
It's a navy suit. Ooh. With well, we got into a spat about when we were first envisioning kind of what, you know, because we're not doing tuxes and we always wanted to do suits, and you know, she picked out a color scheme of like navy and orange, and just being a stupid boy, I'm like, he Mets colors, and
I was thinking Broncos, but I guess Mets works.
Yeah, it works fine. And I'm like, okay, cool.
But you're a Broncos fan too, right?
No, Patriots.
Yeah. No, I'm making a joke because he likes teams.
Oh, Patriots, Giants. Oh, I forgot.
Right, yeah. The Broncos are my AFC West team.
You know, you really shouldn't say that with two Charger fans in here.
Yeah, good point. But you know, how are you guys doing exactly?
Yeah, true. We can't even send our first round pick.
So the orange, I was into this color scheme. Mm-hmm. And then, again, and I may have mentioned on the show before that her aunt is an interior designer by trade. And so she's been our de facto wedding planner. And again, it's that double standard that is infuriating of, well, whenever Courtney kind of wants to do something, you know, okay, this is what we're doing. And then when I'm like, well, can I wear this? Can we do this? Well, we have to talk to Auntie first. And again, it's things don't matter.
It's training.
It's training. But, you know, I'm like, I like this tie. I like this tie. She's like, no. What about this one? I'm like, no. But it looks good to you. And... Again, I acquiesced. I realized that, you know, I'm gonna look dope in no matter what I pick out or is picked out for me. And it wasn't that I actually cared. It was just that I wanted to win. You know, and I wanted something.
It will be the last time. So you might as well.
Right. So, we can do the navy tie with the white polka dots. Okay, fine. Yeah. Which actually, by the way, spoiler alert, your son, Jay, he and I are going to match because the guy's wearing like a orange bow tie. Uh-huh. But I'm going to be doing like a navy with white polka dots. And so Zachary's going to have a bow tie that looks the same.
Oh, navy bow tie with polka dots?
Yeah.
Nice. $10 says he's not going to put it on. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't see him putting the tie on.
We had a bow tie for his first ring bearer. Again, he's only like.
He was in a wagon.
He was in a wagon, but he flipped his lid when I tried to put the bow tie on him. Like, he wanted to murder me. But again, he's like, older now. He's more mature.
And I was just like, just let the kid do what he wants to do.
2.5 by that point, so.
I feel like you have, like, a commodity in, you know, in ring bearerness. Like, you're just going to be asked to, I mean, is this the second time he's going to be doing
it? This will be the third time, I believe.
Third time.
He's going to be four but in February, right?
So did you have a conversation with Colleen at some point, like, you know, when we were getting all, you know, hey, we're getting married and, you know, save the dates, you know, before the invites. And did you look at her and go, he's going to ask us to have fucking Zachary be our ring bearer. Don't you know that? Did you call it? Did you think that was going to happen? No.
I don't think that way. I'm not a negative person. You know, whatever happens, happens, you know.
Well, I didn't mean it that way, but I meant, like, did you have any feeling that I might ask you that?
I don't have expectations when it comes to weddings. Whatever is asked, and then I will be thankful for anything. But I wasn't. I was like, that motherfucker Brian's probably going to ask us to be the ring bearer. That son of a bitch. I never thought that. You know,
That is the way I phrased it, and I apologize. I'm gonna roll that off a little bit. Sorry.
It's funny you bring it up, but this is the third wedding he's been in. You bring it up like, oh yeah, he's a cute little kid, so they're always going to get asked. I didn't even think about that, to be completely honest, but now that you brought it up, I was like, that's a good point. Like, he's like, when's his like shelf life for ring bearerness going to like drop off? Is he done at 5? Is his career done at that point? Right. Like, what's the age?
Depends if there's more grandkids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right, but you're not as when you're 8 or 9, you're not as cute being the ring bearer, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You're dragging the pillow up there because you're ticked off. You're getting attitude.
You have like a 5 o'clock shadow. It just doesn't work anymore.
Here, take the ring. I want to sit down.
I've lived 16 times as long as Zachary has, and we've been in the same number of weddings.
No.
I've been in 3 weddings.
3 weddings. How many have I been in? I've been...
Well, you count the one you're in?
Do I count the one I'm in? Does that count or no?
No, does not count.
Okay, so...
So I've been in 2.
Okay.
I have been... Well, now I officiated 1. Does that count if I Actually, I officiated 2 weddings.
I would say yes, and the reason why it doesn't count for your own wedding, because it's a thing you want to do and you're doing it.
Okay.
When you're in someone's wedding, someone's asking something of you. So officiating, I would think, would fall into that category.
Yeah, just 2. I can only think of 2 for me. Yeah. So I officiate. You've done 2 weddings, right, Jay?
I've officiated 2 weddings.
You're doing Kayla's wedding too, right?
I believe so.
Are you getting that stupid look on your face the whole time?
Sure, I guess.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And then I was a ring bearer when I was 7 or something like that. I was a little old for a ring bearer, to be honest, but I was a ring bearer.
I was 8.
Really? 8 is a ring bearer.
But I was short, so I could pass for like 4. Easily.
Oh, man.
I got sick on cake, too. So.
So ring bearer, I've officiated 2 weddings. I've been a groomsman in 1 wedding. So I've 4 weddings I've been a part of.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I've been a groomsman in more weddings than you've been, and I feel like you've been to way more weddings.
Been to a lot of weddings, but the thing about me is I don't have a lot of friends, so I'm generally like just a tag along for Colleen at these things. So it's not really like
how many has she been in?
She's only been in, well, at least since I have dated her. I've only been in. She's been in 1, I think. She was in,
and that's her sister's, and that's it.
No, sorry. So her sister's. Sorry, she's been in 2. She was in her friend Sarah's. But when she did her wedding, she only did family. So my sisters and her sisters. Mm-hmm. Because if she had invited like all her girlfriends, it would have been like a like 10 people out there. So
it would have been that picture on the dock where everyone falls
in. And you didn't have enough friends to counterbalance it, right, Jay?
I mean
if she has like 15 people up there, you have to get like 15
men? Yeah, it would be like one of those things where I have to start paying people to be up there, and
yeah,
it'd just be tougher, costly. Yeah, so yeah, I've only been a groom, and actually the time I was a groomsman, That wasn't even like my preference to be a groomsman. That was like a pity groomsman pick.
Oh. What wedding was that?
It was Colleen's sister's wedding.
Oh.
Apparently, the Colleen's sister's husband, he had a couple groomsmen that like called, like bailed out at the last minute.
Oh, you were the B squad.
Yeah, I was the fucking B squad.
And so you were the pity guy.
I was the pity pick. And
we can take Jay.
And
we don't want him, just
stand in right field. Just stand there. Don't even do anything.
Yeah, you're the kid in right field that can't play.
No. So yeah, it was. And the thing that was tough is I actually was really close friends with the person she dated before this guy. So it was just really
only because he had your same name.
Same name, but it's just we got along really well. We're like we're good friends.
I got along with him pretty well.
So did I.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we our bachelor party for me was great. Mm-hmm. He was one of my groomsmen.
Right.
So it was all sorts of awkward. I'm not even the biggest fan of this person, so it was tough. It was really tough.
What if this person's listening to the podcast?
They don't listen to podcasts.
It's family. What are you doing?
His favorite band is freaking The Band. Like it's just.
What if it gets back to him? He's a cop. He has a gun.
I know, and he's like, ugh. Anyways. So that was my
wow. This family went dark real quick.
I mean, I have a family member. You know who it is, and I wouldn't even talk that way about that person on this podcast.
Okay, then. Well, you also have the power, the amazing power of editorial control.
Nobody's going to listen to this. They're not going to listen to it. It's fine.
What we say is most time what people hear.
It was tough. They're fine. They're happy. And that's all that matters. But I was a B-list ad. I was a pity
ad. I think right now you're probably a D-list because of the way you're talking about him.
He's a good person.
He's a good person. I can't stand him. His favorite band is The Band. I hate him. He's not my friend. Hey, but Brian, I got something for your wedding.
Go for it.
I think you push this towards your future wife. I think it's a good thing. You're a big Mets fan. Do the Mets still have that apple that jumps up, pops up every time someone hits a Mets hits a home run?
No, because that was a Shea Stadium thing. The apple itself is outside of Citi Field.
Okay.
And to be honest, I haven't had a good vantage point at any game at Citi Field to see what's going on out there. Again, because if Shea, you couldn't really sit in the stands, and now it's all encompassing. So
the planes still fly over.
Obviously, of course. That's good. I think I don't know what they do for home runs in Citi Field.
Well, I was thinking once you see he goes, I now pronounce you man and wife. The apple pops up. And I think
it would be the easiest thing in the world because of so little time having passed to get that annulled.
Or is their mascot still the Mr. Met with the big ball?
Oh, absolutely.
Baseball head. You get him absolutely. To be your best man.
Who is your
best man, Brian Vitarosa?
I've got two co-best men.
Okay.
Are they B-listers or are they real friends?
No, they're A-listers. So, and here's the thing: we don't know, and by we I mean me. Like, I don't remember when this happened or if it even happened. If it was a hypothetical at one point, but it's been so many years that we've taken it as gospel. Claudio, Ian, and I made a pact to be each other's best men when that time rolled around. Mm-hmm. So Ian got married. The better part of 4 years ago, and Claudio and I were his best men. So now Ian and Claudio are my best men. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when Claudio decides to shit or get off the pot and take care of business, Ian and I will be his best men.
Here's the thing with like Claudio though: is Claudio is a very handsome man. Does he ever have to settle down? That's like my perspective of his situation.
I don't know.
What's his name? Claudio.
Claudio.
Claudio. Yep.
Claudio. All right.
But he's like a really handsome dude, very successful.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing about him is he's if you don't know him, to hear him described to you, you're gonna instantly
hate him.
Yeah, you instantly hate him because he's incredibly handsome, incredibly intelligent, possibly the funniest person that I know, very successful, and put a big giant bow of the kindest motherfucker in the world on that.
Like, I'm sure Jay hates him.
No, actually, I love Claudio. Everybody loves Claudio. You don't not love Claudio.
I don't know. You hate everybody.
Especially family. So, again, I've always had a fear and that the wives of these guys were going to not be cool with their being two best men. And it worked out fine with Kirsten, Ian's wife. And I'm sure Jen, Claudio's girlfriend, if that ever happens, would be happy to do it. So, again, this October, two down, one to go.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there rules about having two best men?
There's no fucking rules.
I had co-best men.
Why would people be upset? I mean, I know there's a lot of rules in weddings. I get all
that. Yeah, it's untraditional, I guess. Like, you know, you have a best man, you have a maid of honor, or you have a matron of honor, you know. But the co thing is just something that we decide we wanted to do because I was never going to pick. You know, I was never going to make that decision.
Yeah.
And it just made it easier to not have to make that decision.
I picked my dad because I had like three friends. I'm like going, you know what? I'm just going to pick my dad. So I picked my dad. It was just easy.
Did he say, well, you don't have any fucking friends?
he said, fuck you. I ain't going to your wedding. No. Because my friends.
You're not invited to it.
Yeah. My friends, we all had a pact saying we'd talk each other out of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's funny because I'm the one that's lasted the longest. I mean, I'm 27 years in February. Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, 27 years.
One of my friends he's married for the second time. The Taff was married twice, even though he only claims once. And...
Oh, wait, Bobby the Box got married again?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I don't think, I never thought he'd get married again after the divorce.
Yeah, he won't go on Facebook because of the whole Facebook fiasco there. Uh-huh. Something that happens on Facebook quite a bit between, old boyfriends, old girlfriends.
Oh, so his wife left him for an old Facebook friend?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say anything like that. And then the other friend never got married because he just is not the
marrying type.
Well, he's just a you know him, Jay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy, but he just has a giant chip on his shoulder.
Okay.
With no dip. So no, he hates
women.
He doesn't hate women. He just hates everybody.
By that definition, he'd hate women.
Yeah. He started losing his hair in high school. I go, that sucks losing your hair, man. And then I started losing my hair. That's not funny. So it was no longer funny when I did it. He blamed it on getting a perm because he got that whole 80s where he got the perm thing. He went and got that disco perm thing and then it did start falling out after that.
So then it's the fake perm that killed his hair. So he did it to himself.
He did it to himself, so he has no one to blame but himself.
That sounds like blaming the controller for losing in a video game.
Yeah. But I haven't talked to him since probably the last Vegas trip.
I don't know if you know the story, Brian, but that person, that individual, we were at a very nice upscale strip club.
I'm sorry, a very nice what?
Upscale strip club in
Vegas. I forgot all about that story. This is the classic Merry Man story.
Yes, and it was the Sapphire Club, which is the biggest strip club.
It was Jay's
West Coast bachelor party.
West Coast bachelor party, and we're there, and we go. And we ask the cab driver. He picks us up at the hotel. He goes, "Hey, what's your best strip club?" He goes, "Oh, I'll take you right there."
Yeah, and he got us in. He got us in without having to pay the door fee or whatever. Like, I don't know how that worked out.
Well, you weren't there, Jay. We had to pay him a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
We were paying him. It was all free, Jay.
You adorable little cherub. The fact that you think like, oh, I mean, they were just really nice guys. Like,
you
just
know
like.
What? You guys are cool. Just come in here, this nice strip club, and come in here for free.
What he said. That's all I heard.
Well, because you walked in, and I said, yeah. Well, how much is this going to? I go, really? Okay. All right. So we paid. So that's we basically paid him for the door fee. Well, you know what? I paid him for the door fee.
Fair enough.
And I'm telling you now, it wasn't free.
if Jay takes his headphones off, will you tell me how much it was?
Oh, I don't really remember, but it was over.
Okay. We don't want to shatter the illusion.
I've been to strip clubs since. You always have to pay to get in. So I know you have to pay to get in.
It was like $180 That included the cab drive back and forth, too.
Okay. Plus, we had like, what, 8 people with us? 9 people with us?
Was it that many people?
It was a lot of people, I feel.
And of course, we walked in and we got attacked. not me, because I'm married.
Sure.
I was there. I had my Bible, and I was just reading scriptures out of the Bible.
So we're there. It's beautiful women, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll say something as a married man. I don't like to admit this, but they were quite attractive.
So we were there. We were there for at least a couple of hours. I feel like
There were a lot of women there getting lap dances too.
Yes, it's a popular thing. Couples go now. So anyway, at one point. this person...
He gets a phone call.
He gets a phone call. You describe it. You probably remember it better than I remember it, to be honest.
Yeah, because you were occupied.
Yes, I was.
So I'm sitting there next to him. I go, who are you talking to? He goes, oh. And because this guy has... He invented drama. Always something has to be... he's a really good guy, but there always has to be something traumatic in his life. I mean, I've had a bad arm since I was 12, and eventually had surgery. He would, if you complain about something on your body hurting, his body part would hurt worse than yours. So he's telling me, okay.
He's a one-upper. He's a one-upper.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what arm pain is. I go, what, really? Anyway, so he's sitting there like, oh, he starts pacing the room, We're all looking at him like, what? He goes, I have to leave. I go, what do you have to leave? The person doesn't have the key and my cat's locked in there. It's going to starve.
Okay, wait. So you're in Vegas.
We're in Vegas, and there's a
Where
lot of...
Where does he live?
He lives in San Diego, so there's nothing he can do. There's a
how
lot
far,
of...
How far is that?
It's a six-hour
drive. 4 hours? Six
it's
hours?
It's a six-hour
okay.
drive. If no traffic, you can probably do it in 5 hours. But he's... And he didn't go. He didn't go home, did he, Jay? He stayed, but he was in such a panic that it's not going to starve. It's a cat. It's a cat.
Well, he eventually left. He took his own cab home, right?
Yeah, he left and went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Because that pussy was more important than the pussy that he was,
Yeah.
But what was his plan to leave the next day anyhow?
He left early the next day, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, because
was,
the cat.
There were more activities and... celebrations to be had.
Oh,
he
it's
Vegas. Early.
Going to Vegas is, you know, it's one drunk and you're drunk from the time you get there to the time you go home. You know, we have a lot of fun there and it's all this different stuff and we're obnoxious. But he was in such a panic that his cat was going to die. I go, did you feed it before? And I think it was Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Friday. Yeah.
So he just got to Vegas.
Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
I said, you fed the cat before you left? He goes, yeah. I go, it's not going to starve. You're going back on Sunday. It'll open up a can of tuna or something like that. Just relax. But he was like sweat was rolling down his bald head. He was in such a panic. And he
didn't
stormed
enjoy
out.
It. There's all no, beautiful he, women. He did he, not enjoy it one bit.
He hated it. And he stormed out.
Yep.
Now, he can be one of the funniest guys in the world, but. It's just like something happens and he has to get where it just has to, the drama has to kick in. But he left this, it was just, we were all having I wasn't, of course, because I was reading from the Bible, but everyone else was having a great time and he just left to feed the cat. Because the cat, I go, have him break a window.
Yeah.
He goes,
right.
I'll have to pay for it, my apartment. Because he lived in an apartment in San Diego and it probably was expensive, but I go, have him crack the window or something like that and slide a pizza under the doors. The cat won't starve. Anyway, that's what he left. He left because the cat was locked in without any food. And
oh
he was going,
my.
He was going, and he was going back Sunday. Anyway, he was just there from Friday. We stayed through Monday, right, Jay?
I think so. Yeah.
But he had to leave because the cat, and he was, I think he flew. It's a 50-minute flight. So anyway, he was just a stick in the mud the rest of that night. We went back there. He was just panicking about his cat.
Yep.
And I don't want to sound like I hate cats, but the cat wasn't going to starve. It wasn't.
I would agree. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been hungry.
Yeah. I mean, our cats want to eat like 16 times a day. I mean, I swear to God, I told your mom. I said, "Is there a human sneaking in here and pooping in our cat box?" they're larger than mine. It's that. Their cats should not be shitting that big a shit.
Why don't you do something about it? Okay, why don't you start a nonprofit to investigate?
Well, I'm thinking about putting a camera.
Human-sized turds.
Think about putting a camera over the cat litter box. Because I don't actually see the cat going in and pooping. We have three cats. So
who do you think it is?
I have no idea. I even blame my wife one day. Are you shitting in this cat box?
God, that's horrible.
It's probably not a great opening gambit.
I've been married 27 years. What else is going to happen to me?
That's true. If you've made it this long.
I mean, it's like I'm like a...
We're going to get to that point now where like the kids are out of the house. It's like, we have nothing left, so
we still have one.
Let's move on. Oh, okay. All right.
And that one may never leave. So.
That's true. You're stuck with her.
She's permanent.
Permanent. So on our Facebook page, we had a post that was posted on it. It became a very popular post on facebook.com/group/JandJack group. And this is the title, and it brought up a lot of discussion, but Tennessee husband 18 and wife 71 celebrate their bliss. Gary,
I saw that somewhere else too.
Yes, it's going around the internets. Gary 18 and Almeda Hardwick 71 of Saverville were looking for love when they saw each other.
They're making up that town. There's no way.
Weren't looking for love when they saw each other at the funeral for Almeda's son in June 2015. But that's exactly what they found with each other months later. Gary,
I'm not laughing at the guy dying, but it's kind of funny though.
Gary, who's always been attracted to older women, was still in a troubled relationship with a 77-year-old woman and depressed. Almeda was mourning her son Robert.
We just don't have anything in common.
Almeda was mourning her son Robert's death from complications due to seizures. He was 45. Love was in their future, however. Gary and Almeda met again in September 2015. His aunt, Lisa Harrell, who was married to Robert, reintroduced him to Almeda after he had ended his other relationship.
Was Robert her son?
So, Gary and Almeda. His aunt was married to Robert, the son of Almeda.
Okay, that's what.
It was like an instant connection. There was so much chemistry there. We both love music. Okay, that's... All right. Gary said while the two sat next to each other...
We both voted for Lincoln.
On the edges of matching red love seats in their living room, I had prayed about my soulmate for like 2 years, so you know I was lonely, said Almeda. I had no one, so God sent him me. When I looked into her eyes, I knew it, he said. Her eyes were a dead giveaway. Should we use dead? His were too, I knew, she said. After dating 3 weeks, they got married. 3 weeks and married. On October 26, 2015, inside Harold's condo. Oh, nice. Almeda was 70. Gary was 17, and his mother gave her consent. His dad passed away when he was 15. The wedding date was 6 days before Gary would turn 18, but he said he couldn't wait that long to make Almeda his wife. I just knew she was the one, and she knew I was the one. And we just knew we were right for each other.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's 71. 6 days could be a deal breaker.
Six days could be a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
He might have had a hard time asking her dad for permission.
Gary has introduced Almeda to rap music, and Almeda has introduced him to music from the 50s.
Well, that's not, I shouldn't laugh.
But wait. Right.
Music from the 50s, isn't that really a big deal? We all listen to music from the 50s, don't we?
Maybe not a 17-year-old. Maybe they're not as...
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're so old. No, and again, just a weird, like, when I was born in 84, mm-hmm. Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was a movie that was 20 years old.
Wow, right? That's trippy, yeah.
But, like, kids who were born in, who were going, you know, in high school, right, who were born, like, 2000, a movie, you know, it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark was a movie that was 20 years old.
Yeah. You're old.
You old fart.
You're old as fuck.
So the question that came to the big topic of debate, a 53-year age difference, is that too much of an age difference, or does it matter? Like, what's the quorum's thoughts here?
It's not about the age difference.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking nuts. because three weeks and married, and I mean, it's partially. It's one thing. I mean, this is gonna sound ridiculous, but it's one thing I think for a 30-year-old and an 80-year-old mm-hmm. versus a 17-year-old and a seven. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're 17.
I think any 17-year-old getting married is
you know dick about the world, yeah. Right? And the fact that he was already involved with a 77-year-old woman
and he dumped her.
Yeah,
he kicked her to the curb, walker and all.
Ooh. Oh my God, I'm just playing the I'm falling. I can't get up over and over in my head. Yeah, like you're these are, I think definitely him, but cuz again, she said she was lonely and you know someone, you know, giving her affection. I mean, that's a sweet thing, but I think this kid's a little messed up. And it's not because I mean, you're attracted to older women.
Well, he's an old soul.
That's fine. But like to rush into something like that, I think three weeks
is way too short.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That to me is more the red flags. Not so much the age difference, it's the he's 17. Like just picture anybody at 17. Like really at this the maturity levels of 17-year-olds these days, even when I was 17, I was not in any close to a place to be married to somebody.
No. I can back you up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Back me up on that.
That's why you weren't invited to any weddings.
That's true. And, you know, and 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks dating and then getting married. That's...
But my approach is we sit there and judge everybody on if they're happy, so be it. I mean,
That's true.
But Jack, say if it was your 17-year-old daughter saying she was going to get, not even just say a 25-year-old person, not even say a 70-year-old person.
Then it'd be, well, you know,
would you say like, you should probably think about this a little bit?
I would say think about it. Well, it's different with your daughter. Your son, it's different.
Okay, say if I came to say, I'm going to marry somebody. You'd probably say, what are you, a fucking idiot?
Well, I would have said that.
Just sharing what you say every day before I got married.
No, I would have, as a father, I would say, come on, what are you thinking here?
Yeah.
Do they have money?
I think. Well, you're right. And this is where it gets dark, right? Is because the older woman, and again, we're speculating about someone else's life and perhaps maybe alleged happiness. But she's. She's run out the clock. You know, she's got not a lot of time left. And he's so stupidly young that, beginning, the history of dating the 77-year-old, a pattern is emerging. But, you know, if he's married her for 10 years, he can still start life over again at 27 and have a perfectly, like, regular vanilla life.
You better be careful. They better not go, like, to the senior home or something like that because he'll be a player.
Right.
Could he control himself in that environment? Where were you at today? She goes, I saw you at Edna's house, the 83-year-old down the street. It was okay. We're just friends.
I bet you his thing is just like he simply just doesn't like condoms. You know.
Well, I know my mom was on this and I was trying to defuse the situation because my mom, when she got married, she was 16, my dad was 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so 9-year difference. They got divorced,
but they got married in the year what?
They married 1958, 9, something like that.
It's a different time.
She had four kids by the time she was 21, I think. And she had four kids. She had one great one. Say it was her boy. And she had three daughters. Well, okay, you know, what are you going to do? Can't bat a thousand. But they got divorced. So she started dating. She was a very young looking.
When did she get divorced?
I was 20, so 20, 21. So she was 40. God damn. 40, 41, 42, 43, something like that.
Oh, so in her prime. In her prime.
So she's dating younger men. And it's funny because I wasn't always receptive to these guys coming over. Uh-huh. And there was
it's
a
your
guy.
Mom, of course not.
And it's, you know, it's like my dad, you know, it's my, you know, it's just like, you know, hey, what's going on here?
So wait. Did you do like the classic, you're not my dad?
Well, the door. This time this guy's like, and I can be a dick.
No.
Yeah, get out of town.
Yeah, it's shocking. But there was this guy and he's like, hey, you know, because I skied and stuff like that. He goes, hey, we should go skiing. And I'm like, uh-huh. And he's like, he's just doing other stuff. And he goes, you know, we could be friends. I go, I have enough friends. I don't need another friend. And he goes, I go, in fact, I don't want any more friends. And he goes, oh. So for some reason, they stopped dating.
Is that when
they
put a curse on your family to give your son no friends?
Might have been it, yeah. But so they ended up not dating anymore or something like that. I don't know what it was, but maybe it was the asshole son that was being such a dick.
Did you just keep driving all of them away? Is that what
you
did?
I think I was actually older than – I think I was the same age as him.
Oh, then
eventually she met somebody who was actually younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And they've been married for how long, Jay?
They married in like 94.
94. So, and they're happily, you know, they're married and happily ever after. So and there's like a 20-year difference. And we go to Vegas, you know, he's part of the, I mean, he got along with my dad and he helped out when my dad was having problems. He went over there and helped out. And, you know, it was a good situation because she was dating someone for a long time. I didn't like him. I didn't like him either. They were the same age, but I didn't like him. I thought he was an arrogant asshole dick, but I never told her that. Except when they broke up, I said, "Well, I'll be honest, I never liked him." And she goes, "She was, you know, she's crying." I was trying to make her feel better, but that didn't help.
Yeah, it probably didn't help.
but at the time, I was like, I thought that would be the.
Hey, mom, you have a really bad taste in men.
You dodged a bullet.
This guy was a dick, and he's always been a dick, and he will always be a dick for the rest of his life. But no, anyway, so this guy, we hang out, we go to Vegas, and it's the fun thing is he goes, yeah, we say, this is my son. And they, of course, they look at me, and I look like I'm 100. I could be dating this woman. So, you know, it's just.
You're too old for this woman.
It's fun to do at Vegas and stuff like that. But no, but it's as long as she's happy and she's, you know, it just at the time, at first, I wasn't ready for it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't ready for it, but I just, you know, you adapt, you overcome. So if they're happy, more power to him. But like you said, I do think he has a pattern here, like you said. And sure. But if they're happy, I'm not going to. It's like, you know, when people judge gay marriage, they judge mixed marriage for the longest time. I don't care. Whoever you want to marry, if you're two legal adults, consenting adults, marry whoever you want. I don't care.
And right, and I think the two ways to look at it are, well, one, it's none of our business, and if they're happy, they're happy. But two, this is an advice show, and my advice is don't get married after meeting someone for 3 weeks when you're a teenager.
No, yeah. I agree 100%. I agree 100% on that. That's way too soon. But who knows? They could. Well, they're not going to be married for years. So they could be married for 20 years, maybe, and you know.
Here's the thing: like, so say you marry somebody that's like 70 something. Do you start like doubling up like with the you know like your golden anniversary? Is that like at 5 years? Like, do you have to like truncate it or something?
Oh, we have to get gold. We made it for 5 years. We're skipping right past silver and going to gold.
Because it's kind of relative, right? Because a year to a 17-year-old is going to be a lot longer than a year to a 70-year-old.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Because it's like a minute to a 70-year-old.
But is he in charge of soaking her teeth? Does that count?
Oh, maybe she has veneers or something. Maybe he likes it, no teeth. I don't know. Oh. Maybe that's why it's a thing for older women. I don't know.
You know what?
Actually, can you take the teeth out?
Women live longer than men anyway. Maybe she'll outlive him.
Yeah, you never know.
Wouldn't that suck for him?
Well, he seems to make really good life choices. So
you
I go think up he's there, live
you could not live your wife?
Really good life choices. Yeah.
Yeah. So
When I first saw the article, I saw Tennessee. I figured they were cousins or something.
Well, I mean, does anybody out there at home listening to the show, give us a call at 510-69-TAFFY. When do you think, like, have you maybe some of the divorcees out there, did you get married in too short a time and maybe you would give advice to somebody else? Or would it be, you know, or is there like a good amount of time to date somebody
before you marry them? Brian, you still have 59 days before you get married.
Yeah.
They got married in three
weeks.
Yeah.
That's true.
In 3 weeks.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's 21 days. How do you know somebody in 21 days? I mean, again, it could work. If they're happy, that's fine. I have no problem if they're happy.
Well, I think you'll get a lot of...
My main thing is, I was trying, because my mom was on there talking, and I'm trying to diffuse the situation the best I can, because my mom, you know, you don't want to make my mom mad. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make her mad. Am I right, Jay?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's where you get your anger from, so...
I have no anger.
Sure. But anyways, that good topic. Send in your thoughts, 510-69-TAFFY, or email us at merrymanpodcast@gmail.com. We do have an email here as well. It's called Kids at the Buffet.
Well, should we tell, did you hear last week's podcast?
Jack, go ahead and give the recap here for Brian.
Recap. I, my wife and I went to Vegas a couple weeks ago. We stayed at a really nice hotel, and this lady in front of us was all agitated and complaining the whole time standing in this buffet line. She switched off, I'm assuming, with her sister. She comes back with all these kids and say, "I am so upset. Our kids were accosted by security." I guess they were probably running all over the place. And she was calling security. She's complaining, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, maybe the security overreacted. I watched them buffet. They're running. One of the kids was like 4. And the oldest kid was maybe 10. They're running all over the buffet as the two moms are saying nothing to them. They're bumping into people, running all over the place. So I'm pretty sure security had a reason to stop these kids from running around. Anyway,
okay,
that sums it up.
So this is a response to that.
My silence is the shame that no, I didn't listen, and I'm gonna get made fun of again and again and again.
Only by Tim.
I mean he's the ringleader.
That's what Tim does.
All right, so.
Hey, you've never cleaned your dog out, have you?
Cleaned my dog out?
It's anal glands.
He has a dog that has an issue. He's
got to clean out its anal glands or something.
And it sprayed him in his mouth at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can understand why Tim is the way he is.
All right, I
think Tim is excellent. And I'm not being facetious.
Here we go. Kids at the buffet. So I have 2 little ones, 4 and 2, and have high but reasonable expectations on how they act in public. That being said, if one of those kids bumped into me while I was at the buffet trying to get my food, I would have accidentally spilled my food on them. And the best part is, and they put accidentally in quotations, and the best part is that it would have been for the greater good because either the kid is going to learn his/her lesson or they are going to go ballistic, and either way, Mother of the Year is going to have to clean it up. Sincerely, Fallon. P.S. Maybe I should write a book on how to discipline other people's children. Winky. So basically, if they bump into them, spill something on them. So that's like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have bumped into me, little jerk.
Well, see, this isn't exactly what Fallon was saying, but like, I have almost like a confrontation fantasy that I've been playing out in my head for like a few years now. Like, I haven't really had any crazy situations with you know, people yelling at their kids or like it's almost like that, you know, is it a hero complex or whatever? Like, I want to be in a deli where someone starts ripping apart a cashier and just tell that guy to go fuck himself. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't happened. And I also don't know that if it did happen, that I'd actually have the stones to do that, because I'd be like, yeah, righteousness on one hand, but does he have a gun on the other? Now, I don't live in North Carolina.
Texas, I think, is where you really have to worry about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a lot of gun racks.
So I went to, I'm going to go back to what Brian said, because I think it's a good point. But just quick on the gun thing, went to in downtown Raleigh, there's a place called Crazy Eights or something like that, and they make hot dogs, like gourmet hot dogs. So I had a hot dog there. And but so then somebody comes in, he's wearing like all camo, and then he has a gun like attached to the outside of his camo sweatpants. And I'm just
that's not scary.
And he's a very like country looking individual. Not even like country strong, just kind of like, you know, lumpy. Kind of looks like
he's a hick.
He looks like
Ted Nugent.
No, Brandon Dassey from
Okay.
That's what it looked like.
Brandon, I know the name.
That's the
slow kid who was making a murderer.
He just got released. Thing overturned. So I was just like, really, dude? Like, do you feel more like a man that you're in a freaking kind of ritzy hot dog shop in downtown Raleigh with your gun hanging out? Like, do you feel more like a man? Like, why do you need a gun?
Maybe he's a fan of the old West.
To me, it's just like, that's a classic
he's
case.
In 2016 of, Raleigh, North Carolina. Go fuck yourself.
It's like
maybe he's Barney Fife and he doesn't even have the bullets in his pocket.
If you want to have a gun, more power to you. But you don't need to go into a family hot dog restaurant.
Not a hot dog shop, no.
With a gun hanging out. Not even like, you know, sometimes they have the guns that are like concealed carry. But this guy's just openly carrying, and I don't even know if that's legal.
He was daring you.
But I just think it's like, really, is your penis that small? You got to have a gun attached to the side of your pants? Like,
maybe it was. He gets offended easily.
So I was just like, it pisses me off. But anyway.
Were you worried that he was, I mean, because seriously, you've been in situations.
I survived the school shooting.
It has happened too much.
So yeah, I've survived the school shooting. I've lived it.
It was a very stressful day.
I've been shot at by somebody. People got killed. I have lived through it. And so ever since then, any time I'm in a closed room, I look at how the hell I would get out of it in case something like that happened again. It's just something I do like instinctually.
I actually do the same thing.
And what really sucked at that moment is I was in the corner and he sat like right next to me. So the only way out I had no way out. But still, like, it makes me uncomfortable when I see stuff like that. And then people go like, oh, he could stop a shooting. Looking at this guy was not going to stop any.
No, he was going to kill three innocent people.
Yeah, because he looked like the biggest goober doofus looking guy I've ever seen in my life. So, and again, I shouldn't, you know, prejudice against this person. But still,
he might have been the sanest person in the world.
Maybe, but to me, if you have to walk around in all camo,
I disagree.
Yeah, exactly.
I disagree.
I was trying to be open minded.
If you have a gun attached to your camo sweatpants,
you are not playing with a full deck.
What if his name is Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp. Like, okay, Kurt Russell in
Wyatt Earp, who took people's guns away in Dodge City because. Fuck that shit.
Well, because he could. Because he's white.
So, to be fair, I'm getting my history from Winchester 73 right now, so I don't know how accurate that is.
Thing.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Matt Dillon.
That's true. It's true. But anyway, that's okay. That's aside. And then, so back to the other thing. I've worked in retail, the Apple retail, for like 5 years. And you have angry customers. You have asshole customers. And now that I don't work there anymore, I can talk about these asshole customers. So there was this one person, and she was this lady, and she was, for lack of a better word, like just crazy, like absolutely crazy. Like the thing that would set her off is if you would call her ma'am. And
in the South?
Yeah, I was supposed to say, in the South.
Every woman is named ma'am.
Like it's a sign of respect thing. It's like, ma'am, how are you doing today? Like it's just a... That's
it's like me being called boss every day of my life. And I can't stand.
Nah, it's not. It's even people don't use boss as much as they use ma'am. Like ma'am is.
No, I'm called boss all the time, and I go, look, I'm not your boss.
No, but I think what Jay's saying is that like ma'am is.
It's common.
It's common, yes, but ma'am. But ma'am has a connotation of you're an older woman, and it just means you're married. Well, that's it, you
it
know,
doesn't
but like,
mean I, it doesn't mean I'm going to marry you in 3 weeks.
Right. But sir, like sir is the equivalent to ma'am.
Yes.
But boss is the equivalent to guy.
Hey,
guy.
Boss to me is plantation owner. I don't need, or the guy, like the cop, the not cop, the jail guy in Cool Hand Luke. Take your glasses off here, boss. No, I don't like being called boss.
Maybe you just have this very, you know, plantation owner way about you. I don't know.
Well, I guess after 23 me, I guess I am. So I don't know.
So anyway, so she was crazy. Older lady, nuts. So we would say ma'am. She's like, okay, Don't fucking call me ma'am. Dude, I'm a woman and you can call me missus, but you cannot call me ma'am. And she would just like freak out and just chew out people, yell in their face.
You know what I said? Yes, ma'am.
People that's would. Me. So she would just curse and yell and scream. She had been arrested a couple times. She has been trespassed to a bunch of places. She's been banned from a lot of places. And actually, we found she addressed city council once, and it was amazing. Like, she started talking about how, like, Jewish people were controlling stuff. And, like, it was great. Like, the best kind of crazy. Actually, it's just like listening to a Trump rally, actually. So she would flip out and just pure hatred coming from her mouth. And we would usually kick her out of the store, have police come and escort her out of the store. Eventually we trespassed her. But one time she was flipping out on somebody, so I had to come out to basically take the brunt of it to help get her out of the place. And one of the customers came in and said, "You know what? You're a really mean fucking lady." And then just kept like just berating her and just like started going like, "You're a fucking horrible person. I hope you know that." And she's like, "I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him." She's like, "No, you're a fucking mean person." It just kept going on and on. I was like,
"Nice."
I was like, "Thank you, sir. I appreciate where you're coming from, but I got it. It's okay. It's okay. I got it." So eventually I took her out, but he was just enough.
That is nice. I like when customers step up like that.
And there was another time.
I'm older. I don't take it anymore. I just don't.
There's another time one of the female managers, like one of the guys, and this is a really sad thing that happens. Some of the guys treat the female employees like shit. And right. So he kind of puffed his chest towards the female manager, and there was a Marine that was there. So the Marine like actually pushed that guy against the wall and said, "You do not do that to a woman. You respect her," and blah 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 blah. And then nice. We had police escort.
Was there applause?
Basically, yeah. I was like, yeah, fucking right.
Well, I have something to ask you, because my wife and I we work together,
uh-huh.
And she works around a lot of men in the South. Would you say they seem to think women are second class?
There's like this, the good old boys that
the good old boy network where they it's not, you know, and they pass it on to their sons. Well, sometimes I'm there at the rink and you'll have the TAF and the Canadian, they're just sitting there watching a guy berate my wife, and I'll step in and say, "What's the problem?" But she gets mad because there was the last time this guy was, he wouldn't sign. I go, "Why don't you just fucking sign the paper?" Okay. That's all she's asked you to fucking do is sign the paper. So she gets mad at me,
mm-hmm.
because I'm
because you're doing it in that moment, but she's got to deal with him another time.
Well, no, she says you're making me look weak.
Yeah, I can see her point there, because unless he is doing
there's times it looks like there, and I just jump in there, and I, you know, I'm not the biggest guy in the world, but it's my wife. You're not going to fuck. I wouldn't let anyone talk to a woman that way.
I know. But is it?
So I jump in there. I go, and they go, "Well, who the fuck are you?" I go, "Doesn't matter who the fuck I am. Just sign the fucking paper. You don't fucking go on the ice." You know what? I'll put on my fucking skates, ref the game, and throw you out of the game.
I would say this. I understand where you're coming from, because you got to protect your woman, but.
You don't talk to somebody that way.
But that's for her to settle, because she's the boss.
And she always gets pissed.
I kind of see her side on that.
But
what if you were the boss and you were trying to get somebody to stop something, and then she jumped in and resolved it for you?
I would tell her to back the fuck off, and I'm taking care of it.
Exactly. So it's
exactly.
The same, there you go.
But she's...
She's a woman? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I don't want her getting... I don't want her getting punched, because what happens if it gets punched? Now I'm brawling with this person.
Well, if it's just verbal, she can handle herself, and if it looks like it's gonna fit, then you can jump in. But until that point, you gotta let her handle her own stuff.
I've tried.
Like, how many times has she been verbally abused by customers? Ballpark it.
Pick a number.
1,000.
I don't know. Oh, no,
that's fine. That's fair. Hundreds, if not, right?
Hundreds of times, yeah.
How many times has a customer punched her?
when you say it like that. Well, okay.
So
how many times could she have been punched if I didn't step in?
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
If I'm in between her.
No, let's break this down. We got this. Like the small fucking pieces of shit human beings that will stand there and yell at a woman or anybody in any industry.
Are
goddamn cowards who will never actually do anything because they're giant assholes. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. You're
yeah.
You're trying to quell an insurrection of wife punching. That's completely non-existent and fabricated in your brain. Like you're basically like, no. Essentially, think of it this way: you're in your home, and a little boy lights a match. You call the fucking fire department. Like, that's what you've done.
I think it's just a matter of I was brought up different. You know,
yes, and I get it. You're a little bit old school there, but I think you gotta let.
Even though I had three sisters and we didn't always get along, and there was violence in the house because that's just.
Well,
that's
different.
That,
like sibling
but,
violence
you know,
is different.
I just can't stand. You know, I recently there was a guy who someone I cared about was abusing, and this person they ended up breaking up, and this person I found out he died, and the first thing I said was good.
Yep.
That's actual abuse. But I was considered, really? That's karma. I go, how's it karma when this fucking asshole coward who, if I could have got my hands on him, he'd have been dead 3 years ago.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, but that's different. That's actual abuse. But in this case, like angry customers, like
I have a short fuse for stupid people.
I know. But you got to let her win those battles because that's her
job.
And
I tell her she's right afterwards, but it's the heat of the moment where I'm like going,
well, you
got to
control yourself.
Fuck up.
You got to control yourself.
I don't have to control anything.
Yes, you do. You can't just go in. You see, the problem is she doesn't need to be saved. She can handle herself.
Yeah, she's mouthy. She's,
and you know, she's been doing this a long time, and you got to trust her judgment.
I know, but I haven't done it since.
Uh huh.
We don't work much. We don't work much together.
Have you had opportunity to do it since?
Actually, the last time was with a woman.
I haven't gotten in a car accident in 5 years. When's the last time you drove? 5 years ago.
The last time was a woman, and I just kind of stared at her because she was just being a fucking bitch. And I just kind of looked at her and went, just kind of gave her the look like, and my wife just kind of pushed me away.
But yeah, I mean,
I like to offer my opinion sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a side with my mom on this one.
Really, I can't get a break on this. Not an attaboy.
No.
Okay, all right, fuck you guys.
I think the place you're coming from is like a good place, but this isn't a situation where it's like somebody is really going to hurt
because she's the boss and people will come up to me and I go, why are you asking? Because employees will, because there's a woman there that will ask me, I go, what does Cindy want to do? And she goes, because she's very henpecked and she's.
But see, exactly. But then when you jump in and yell at somebody, you are like negating that authority.
I go, no, you need to go ask Cindy. That's not my decision.
But you jumping in is almost the same thing because you have to finish something or resolve something.
Maybe it's because I'm like a referee and I break up fights. Maybe uh-huh. That's what uh-huh. Maybe. I don't know. I don't like people when you're stupid, like you said, that woman, I wouldn't even tolerate her. I said, just get the fuck out.
But I can't do that either.
At some point, I don't care if I get fired. If you're stupid, I want you out.
Okay, let's hear the opinion.
I think every service industry, every industry where you're dealing with customers in a face-to-face environment, you should get, as part of your like benefits package, one fuck you a year. Like where you can tell a customer to go fuck themselves and have no repercussions. But like, and it's an actual documented thing, like in your work history, like July 17th, Jeff used his fuck you, and if they, you know, the customers' names were, you know, Bill and George, and if they complain, like he's protected. But I also think it would be a commodity that you could barter. like if it's December and you've already used your fuck you and your friend has one, you can get him to give you yours, you know, like just to kind of get like basically like the Purge but without murder. Like,
if you're a smart customer service, you save it for December because those are the worst customers.
Yes, true.
Yes,
it's supposed to be the happiest time. You know, everyone's it's Christmas where it's joy. No, everyone's pissed off. They're stressed out because they can't get the toy. Everyone's stressed out during December. You have to save your fuck you for December. If you waste it before that, that's on you. Because I get the worst customers in December. We'll get people come in here and they didn't realize, you know, when they don't. You've heard it, Jay. I didn't realize the rink would be so cold. I go, well, any warmer, it'd be a swimming pool. Sometimes they laugh. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they get pissed. But I go, really? You thought an ice rink would be warm?
Because I'm just making conversation. Why'd you have to be so mean?
I'm sorry if you're a dumbass. It's not my
here's the thing. So this was my way of just saying fuck you, is whenever they would actually get to the point where they were, you know, being verbally abusive or if they would invade my space, I would just have the police escort them out of the building. And that
my approach is I just stop and stare at them.
No, I would just say
I go, are you finished?
No, I would say
it's like the people that yell at you about the price. I go, well, we have this new thing called the internet, and we have a website, and it has all the prices listed on there. Because I personally don't go anywhere without knowing the price for something. If I don't know the price, that's on me, not on the person, but not the poor person that has no decision, has not decided what the price is going to be at all. He's just the guy taking the money.
So,
the best thing I ever saw on Facebook was maybe you're a bad customer, but maybe you get bad customer service because you're a bad customer.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it usually is. Like, there's just people that are assholes, and the way I do it is just somebody like would come in, they'd start swearing about something. I'm like, listen, man, I understand you're frustrated, but there's kids in here. Can you just please not, you know, use any, you know, foul language? It's a family story.
Right.
I had to break up a fight one time because these two guys.
Wait, can I finish my story before you jump in?
Your story's boring.
No. So the guy was just because he came in, he's like, I want a fucking yellow iPod. And I was like, okay, sir, we got a little bit of a line. If you just want to hang right here, I'll get some of these.
You have yellow iPods?
At the time, we did.
He started the conversation with,
yeah, he came up to one of my employees and was like, I want a fucking yellow iPod right fucking now. And I was like, hey, man. Totally get you frustrated, but there's a little bit of line. We got a lot of people here. It's around Christmas time. If you just want to wait right here, we'll get to someone to you as soon as I possibly can. And just so you know, it's a family store. If you just, you know, refrain from using swearing and everything will be fine, okay? And then he was just like, okay, I want a fucking yellow iPod. And I was like, all right, you can leave the store now. And he's like, what? And I was like, you can leave the store. I told you not to curse. And he's like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm like, okay. So then I pull out my phone, call security, and have him escorted out of the bar.
Yeah, your mom's goal is to kill him with kindness.
That and there is something we said for that, for sure. Like, there is a joy that I've gotten out of absolutely whatever you want, no problem. I can't do that for you. I wish I could. It sucks, doesn't it? You know, like, big smile on my face. But like, I've never actually had to call police or security on anyone. Whenever that would happen, it would happen like when I wasn't there or after I'd left the job. But I've always wondered, like, the time it will take for a response. Now, in a mall, you've got it's a lot faster for security to get there, probably a minute or two, right?
Oh, yeah, because actually they were mall police, so they were private police.
They can stun them with their walkie-talkie.
No, actually, a private police has more authority than actual, like, a city police will. So they can do more, yes.
Do they have guns?
They have guns. They are actual, like, yeah.
All right, so I'm not making fun of the cops.
So it depends. Like, sometimes you have mall cops or just security guards, but some malls, usually private malls, will actually have Crabtree has a private police force there.
Oh, I didn't know.
My first thought is that when you whip out your phone and you call, hey, I have an irate customer here who's using language and he needs to be removed from the store, that's the moment I would think – I should just get the fuck out of here.
Most of the time they do, and sometimes they don't. It's fun when they don't.
But when they don't, the reason they don't is because they're too stupid to realize that you just made a real phone call and they're actually going to be removed from the store.
Yeah, it's fun. And then
does it actually get to that point, though?
Oh, yeah. I think one of my favorite ones was I had a guy that was looking at porn on the Apple TV.
Is that illegal?
I don't know if it's illegal. I'm just not going to allow it in my store. So he pulled it up, and I was like, "Hey, man, there's kids."
There
here.
Might be a don't... public lewdness you could think you could do about that. If he's
like, we had a guy that would masturbate against the tables, like he would just rub himself against the tables, and we had to kick him out.
To be fair, you had nice tables there.
really smooth. So he went up there. He put on the porn, and I was like, "Come on, man. Hey, there's kids here. Can you just not put that on the TV, please?" He's like, okay. I walk away. He puts it back on the TV. I was like, come on. I just told you not to put that on the TV. He was like, I didn't fucking put porn on the TV. And then he started like pulling up fish. He's like, you want me to fucking punch your face in? And blah, blah, blah. So then I just like, I got up in his face. I was like, no, but you can leave right now. And then he's kept like pulling his fist back like he was going to beat me. And I just kept walking like right in his face. And he started walking backwards towards out of the store. And then I saw the security people right outside the thing. And I just kind of pointed to them. And then they arrested him and trespassed him from the store because he threatened to kill me.
Yep. I did have one of those at Guitar Center. It was, something about, like, you know, we weren't giving him the price he wanted for, like, the thing he was selling us or something like that. But it's just something about, like, you know, come back here and kill all of you or something like that. And I was like, and again, he was wasted. And I'm like, that's it. Like, you're leaving and you're never coming back here. I pulled out my phone, calling the police right now. And he left before they could get there. But of course, I grab the plate and I tell the cops, like, this guy just left and he's fucking wasted. Like, you got to go find him and then tell him he can never come back here after he wakes up in the drunk tank tomorrow.
That's scary, though, when they say they're going to come back and shoot the place up.
Well, you have to take it seriously. You have to take it seriously.
After, because 100%. Unfortunately, they will.
Yeah.
I think my favorite interaction with customer, you know, the oh my god, you're pulling this line, and Jay, I'm sure you've gotten this so many times in your retail life. Do you have any idea how much money I spend here?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
But here's the thing, and again, Jay, I'm sure you'll back me up on this. The guys who say that. Don't.
Oh. Well, think about Guitar Center. It saves your, like, I still know, like, I see my purchases that I made 20 years ago.
Yeah,
at Guitar
right.
Center.
And that was the best. This one guy, he just kept saying, do you know what you're spending? I'm like, David, tell you what. I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. Let's find out together. I pull up his customer number and I go, and this is in like, probably like August or September. And I'm like, oh, look at that. You've done 84 transactions this year. All right. But you've spent $3,000 and the profit that we've made has been $1. We've made $1. You've used the same $3,000 to do 80 transactions, buy, return, buy, return, buy, return. And we've made $1. So I guess I do know how much you spend here now.
Your prices aren't high enough.
Yeah.
Well, if he's doing the buy return, is he buying it, using it, and then returning it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
But again, you know, we would cut people off from that. The worst would be the guys who buy two or three at a time to try them all out and then return them, you know. And again, you know one's coming back or you know two are coming back.
Yeah.
Oh man. That is not my life anymore, and I am so happy.
The worst one I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jack.
I did have a guy one time. He you're the very important. He goes, I knew who he was because of the way he had a lisp. He talked with a lisp, and he's on the phone, and he's demanding that I cancel all this stuff during the day. An hour before, he goes, you don't understand. I'm a very important customer. I go, and who are you? But I knew who he was. He kept saying, I go, I'm sorry, what's the name again? And he just kept going on and on and on. He goes, I go, I can't do that. I cannot cancel all the programs so you can have your one-on-one session with either goalie. So you could. He was a stick and puck guy, which if you knew stick and puck at the rink, it's not a moneymaker. And this guy was kind of, he was not a bad guy, but he was kind of nutty. Like if he saw a dead animal on the road, a squirrel, a rabbit, whatever, he has a shovel in his back, he would go out and bury it. He'd take the animal and bury it.
Okay.
He would just tell you that. And I'm like going, okay. But he was going on it for like 30 minutes about how he was a very important customer. I said, well, you need to speak to the manager. Is she here? I know she's not. It's just me right now. But I'm a very important customer. He just kept saying over and over again how he was a very important customer. And he was getting pissed because I said, I'm sorry, your name again? Who? What?
So my answers for those were usually, I really appreciate your patronage, but the amount of money you spend doesn't mean you're more important than any other customer that comes into the store.
We had a couple of you know, go-tos for it. One was, and because a lot of people that work at Guitar Center are in bands and stuff, do you have any idea how much I spend here? Me too.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, I would say people like, I appreciate you know, all the business, but I want to give, I'm going to give you the same level of service I'm going to give someone who's never walked in that door before. Yeah. You know, what would that say about us?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or the people that come in and try to negotiate the price. Because my wife will sometimes...
Well, the thing is, the Guitar Center, at least for a while, it was commission-based. Like, yes. So you could haggle the price, which was the best part about it. Now, you probably hated it, but I liked it back then.
No, well, the thing is, I was never really in that industry. Well, I didn't know that was a part of that industry, which it was for until 5-7 years ago. That was like the way it was. When I started working there, my mind was blown. Because I was, you know, Johnny Today just did his training video out there on the sales floor. I can take a $3,000 guitar that costs $1,920, so it makes $1,080 of profit, and I can just take that $1,080 and go right down to the bone and have the guitar make no money and just sell it to whoever I want. No passwords required. Just type in the number. It'll change it for you. And I'm like, this is fucked up. You know, so again, the culture was that we were given away the farm for literally no reason. Like, some people would be, so every pack of strings, there was $5. People would make it $5 even. So they take off a few cents. They just take the tax off because they didn't want to make change. Like, so if you think about every pack of strings losing those 17 or 34 cents or whatever over the course of a year, that's a lot of money.
It adds up.
It's like the Inditex scam from Office Space.
Yes, sorry. I failed you.
Do we have any voicemails or any questions?
No voicemails.
That
no
was
voicemails.
It.
But one last thing here I will say, out of the people that are, as we're going through our retail experiences, the worst person I had, though, that like thought their money made them more important is I had this one guy that came in and I was just running the floor. And he asked me, he was like, so I have this thing, I'm really important, I have like this business thing where you guys just like do whatever I ask you to do, so can you help me log into that? And I was like, is it this thing? And he's like, maybe it's that thing, I don't know.
Help
him how to log into it. And I was like, I don't know what this is. Is it this? Maybe it's this. And he was like, listen, just let me tell you something right now. Like, do you know how much I make an hour? Like, do you know how much I make an hour? And really,
oh,
like,
God,
the time I'm...
This is great. This is great. And I like, love it.
And he's like, the amount I make in an hour would make you cry because the amount of time I'm spending here, this few measly minutes I'm talking to you, I'd probably make more than you make in a year. And just kept going on and going on. And I was like, oh, that's good for you, man. That's awesome. I'm glad that you get to make that much money. But I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what this is.
Thanks for paying for Social Security.
You were cutting out on my end a little bit. What was he wanted you to log into like a portal somewhere?
Yeah,
like
so he said that I have so much money that I pay for this service to where you have to do stuff for me. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. Eventually, I got to, there was like this business program. Like, if you paid for it, it meant you got like priority at the Genius Bar or something like that, and priority classes and stuff. So I was like, maybe it's this. And then
10% off your next 10 purchases.
So it
was
like,
you get a yellow iPad for free.
And I was like, if you want to,
fucking yellow iPad.
I was like, here's the portal login. If you want to try, he's like, no, you're going to do it for me. And I was like, no, I'm not. You can type this in. He's like, no, I make too much money to actually type in my login on this thing. I was like, well, I'm not going to do it for you, so you can either type it in or we're done here. And he was just like, give me your name. And I was like, here's my card. And they're like, here's my boss and here's my boss's boss. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to call them and they're going to tell you that I was right and you were wrong. But please, go ahead. And then eventually he scoffed and left the store, and nobody ever heard from him again. But
well, he later ran for president.
You only saw the guy once. Nice. You only saw the guy once, and that was it.
That was it. But I'll tell you, that was the closest I ever came to punching a customer in the face, because you're just like, no, you're going to do it for me. That's what I pay this for this. And I was like, fuck you, internally. But I was boiling. That was the closest I ever came to actually like straight up going ballistic on a customer. Because he had this very snooty way, like he had like the slicked back, greased hair, you know, like the yuppie '80s Wall Street
hair.
The best part was,
that guy is so stupid, right? You could be like, all right, no problem. All right, you know, you're fake type, and then you'd be like, all right, so what I need you to do here is it's the last four of your social, and then your bank PIN. That's going to be the password. And you're right. You absolutely right. I saw here that you do pay for a service that we are taking care of that for you. We do need to just charge you a one-time call fee for coming in today. So I can just grab your card. I'm going to run that real quick, and then you go to the back and you photocopy it. And then while you're still trying to help him, if you go to like the Bank of America site or whatever fucking shit ass credit union I'm sure he belonged to, you log in and you show him that he has $17.47 in his checking. And negative $3 in his savings.
That's my other account.
That would be what I would have loved to have done there.
Yeah. I mean, it was literally so close to murdering the guy that I just had to.
Oh, that reminds me of one more thing. I just got to get it. So the changing prices thing, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So and this guy, his name was Dave. He would stand behind you while you were at a terminal. Now, normally, I would just say, excuse me, could you go over here? But not this guy. This guy is the worst, one of the worst pieces of shit I know in my life. And so he'd look over. Now, there then became a time that we could change prices, but you needed a password. You needed to have manager level, you know, abilities to do it. And he's seen this a million times. Like, all right, so this, you know, the whole price is going to be $5,730. Like, you know, let's get it down below five. And like, if you typed in 5,000 and then put the password in, it would just do it for you, right? Mm-hmm. So it got to the point where he's looking over my shoulder. I'm like, and I know, first of all, I can see how much profit is in the deal with a toggle. So I toggle it really quickly and just look like a snap, like a strobe. I'm like, okay, I can see it was $300. Okay, and when he'd tell me to do these numbers, I would add an extra zero to it. So it would be so. Hey, you want this to be 5,000, and I'm trying to make it 50 grand. So it'll error out. It'll be like, oh, yo, you can't make this more than the retail price. And I'll be like, oh, Dave, you know, computer says no. Like, I can't do it. Like, just reverts to the price it's supposed to be. And I had to do that like ruse so many times for this guy. I hated it there. But it's not true. I loved a lot of it, but it started just taxing.
The sad thing is, you remember the bad customers.
I remember a lot of good customers too. I have a customer coming to my wedding.
It's about bad customers.
We have a customer coming to your wedding. Oh, that's cool.
I mean, he's a friend of mine.
Is he taking Jay's spot in the wedding?
Wait, what?
Oh, Jay's not in the
wedding. I'm not in the wedding.
I forgot. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, you're coming to it.
I'm coming to it, yes.
Oh, you made it that far.
I thought that was your way of telling me that Colleen was coming alone, and I was like, fuck you.
It's like, yeah, Brian, actually, I'm busy that weekend.
I got a strip club to go to. I'm sorry, bro.
My cat's dying.
Oh, my.
I'm just gonna out him.
Okay. If you know a guy in the Connecticut area named David Yaffe, that guy's a piece of shit. So
David
that's
Yaffe.
There you go.
I just want it on record.
somewhere.
I did have you guys remind me of a customer I had. He was the Olympic skater, and he was there doing some promotion stuff like that. And this is during the '80s where public sessions were really busy, and we'd have like 500 people, and he's doing this exhibit. He's just kept skating out there by himself. His agent kept saying, go out there. I go, no, he has to stop. He goes, do you know who he is? I go, I know exactly. I won't mention his name. Well, he's no longer living. But he was out there, and I actually literally had to almost drag him off the ice to get him, because, and he goes like, and but all these women were upset because he was cute and they wanted to go out with. I go, well, I'm sorry, you have no chance with him because he's been hitting on me the whole night. Mm-hmm. So this guy, I literally had to tell the agents, like, threatening me with my job. He goes, well, you know, I know Michael Booker was the guy that ran the rink. I literally almost had to drag this guy off the ice to get the people on the ice because he was an Olympic champion, Olympic skater, not champion. But it's almost the same thing where you guys are talking about these people that just think they're better than everybody else. Anyway, we can move on from that.
Okay.
I'm bitter, but that's okay.
We shut you down from mansplaining things to your wife.
Yeah.
Honey, this is how you deal with a problem. All right, I got it. We'll just take a step back. Go read A Good Housekeeping or something. I'll be right there.
It'd be people.
Let the man handle this one, sweetie. I got it.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's just
I'm
the,
kidding.
You,
just, I'm
you don't talk to you. Somebody that way. Anybody that way. I don't like it.
You gotta let her handle it. She's a grown woman.
I've been dealing with
the
public since I was 23, so it's what 21, 31 years.
I get it, but again,
that's a long time.
She's also a grown ass person. She can handle it too.
I get it, and I most of the time I back because she's very good at defusing the situation.
Exactly, you gotta let her. You gotta let her handle.
And I'm not.
Exactly.
So.
Let the experts play this one out.
I used to be great at it.
That is it for this week's show. Brian, thank you again. It's always fun. Glad you haven't backed out of the wedding yet.
I'm in it for the long haul, man. Thanks for having me.
No, you sound committed, Brian.
He's committed. But I'm still keeping other plans that weekend just in case. Just like that. So don't feel bad.
Oh, I can ask you because you'll probably be in town. Because I've been like just checking in. I know nothing about a bachelor party. All I know is that it's on Friday night, the 21st.
Mm-hmm. I'd have Cliff plan it.
Yeah, we're gonna make everyone so mad with talking about that story again. Have you gotten an email from Ian or Claudio?
I don't think so. No.
Christ on a bike! It is 2 months away.
It's guys organizing things. You know it's going to be.
You know, Jay, you sound like the guy that says, you know, you're kind of hedging on this wedding. So, you know how much I make an hour. You know how much this wedding is going to cost me to go to? Really, you have to have a wedding. You just can't elope.
No,
you know who I am?
A lot of people came to our wedding. It's just it's Brian. I love Brian. So
you had a lot of people at your wedding.
Of course, we're gonna go. Anyway. That's it for this week's show.
You don't sound too convincing, though. He's like, yeah, of course I'll go. Because
Jay had a great...
He came to my wedding. I guess I got to come to his.
He was ending the show very well. Then I was like, oh, can I ask you a question?
Anyway. No. It's going to be a great time. Great people. Love all those people. It's going to be great. Anyway.
Wait, is your one relative going to be there that you don't like?
Oh, thank God, no. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Doesn't Colleen listen to this podcast?
She does, but not her sister.
What is she going to think when she hears this?
She knows this.
Do you think Jay would put those thoughts out there into the universe that he's never told to his wife?
Yeah.
I do it because my wife doesn't listen to the podcast. So I'm she only listened to one, and I got in trouble for it.
Well, because probably you always mansplain it to her, so she gets frustrated.
Listen, sweetie. Listen, little woman. This is how it's going to be. Yeah, you know me. That's exactly how I speak to
mm-hmm,
your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all
you,
right.
Yeah, I would be a John Bobbitt if that I ever said that.
Anywho,
for you kids at home, Google it and you'll figure out.
Give us a call at 5-1.
Don't Google it.
That's on the list of things to never Google, like a blue waffle. Just don't. Google
Stop.
It.
Yep.
Nope, what's a blue waffle?
Don't Google it. That's all I'm going to say.
What's a blue waffle?
All right, guys. Have a great week, everybody.
Don't.
Well, now I got to Google it.
Don't.
What? You can't tell someone not to Google it.
He's a grown-ass man. Let him live his life.
That's true. If you want to do it, go ahead. But I'm going to tell you right now.
Is it nasty?
No, it's a picturesque rose garden that is done in very tasteful watercolor, but it's so, just don't Google that.
Don't Google it. Just don't. Just trust me. Don't like that. This is a serious
the way around it is you always go to Urban Dictionary first. Then you type in the thing.
That's true. Go to
and you can read about the thing
before you go into it. But it's right. It's probably one of the worst. It's on the list of things. Just never Google it. Just never Google it. Like, don't push the button that could end the world. That's how bad it is. All right.
Yes.
Like it. Yeah. It might make it so you can't have sex ever again. Just don't do it.
I think we just returned to the king to this podcast.
How do people come up with those? You know, when we had the waffles versus pancakes, I should have used that one.
No. All right, give us a call, 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, it's 510-69-TAFFY. Send an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to Eckhart Richter, Tack from Tokyo, and Brad from Chicago for contributing a significant amount to our Patreon page.
You forgot to Loot Crate.
Then talk about Loot Crate, Jack.
Well, you're the one that does it.
There you go. If you want to become
this
a patron,
month,
become
this month,
one.
You get a special packet. You get something special in the mail.
Oh, what do you get?
You get a blue waffle.
Oh, God. LootCrate.com/JandJack. Use the program Jay and Jack to get a special discount on your first month's box. Different kind of box. And
now that I know what a blue waffle is, I get that joke.
You actually Googled it?
I Googled it. I said I Googled
did
it.
You didn't look at any images then because you're still talking.
No, I kind of looked. I got the gist of what it was.
Okay, then you didn't really look.
I turned away real quick. It was like, okay, I get what you're talking
it's
about.
It's like
no,
the
I
end of
it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. You just, you can't, your face will melt off.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Or it's the stupid Germans look right at it.
That's why they lost. All right, guys, that is it. We'll see you next time. Brian, thank you again.
If I don't talk to you, good luck.
If you want to plug your podcast,
I'm all set.
All right, guys.
Tim doesn't listen to the end of the podcast.
Yeah,
go
you're
ahead
fine.
And say it. Go ahead and say it. Tim is already tuned out at this point.
Nah, he probably listens all the way through.
No, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Come on, Brent. Tell us what it is.
Not doing it.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.